This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities with a wrap-up of the wheat market for the week ending February 12th. Well, it was kind of a disappointing week, to say the least. There was great anticipation coming into this week for the supply-demand report, which USDA released on Tuesday. There were high expectations of USDA increasing significantly export projections for corn and soybeans, and thereby reducing the ending stocks by a like amount to very tight numbers, to a tight ending stocks for both of the row crops, and wheat would tag along. But that just simply didn't happen. USDA did bump up exports a little bit, but not near the degree that the trade expected. And so ending stocks were left, you know, largely comfortable numbers. And so wheat really didn't have much of a direction. We expected to see corn sharply higher. It just simply wasn't. And wheat lost one of its key support components coming into this week, and has been a big reason why the wheat market has rallied so strong, is because of corn. So we didn't get it. The market sold off that day. Both wheat and corn put in an outside day higher. Corn had actually put in a new contract high the morning of the report. And so with the sell-off in an outside day higher, that gave corn a key reversal down. Wheat, on the other hand, never was able to regain the momentum or the price level that we saw in mid-January. And so its short-term rally into this early February, into the report, simply just looks like a little blip on the chart. And of course, soybeans, which also sold off in disappointment on the report, they actually bounced and closed higher on the day as corn and wheat were selling off. But the next day, on Wednesday, everything sold off fairly hard. Beans were down over 40 cents. Corn was almost limit down, down about 24 on the day. Wheat was down significantly as well. So everything just kind of had a washout to the downside. And then it's been Thursday and Friday chopping around, trying to regain something. But it has a clear signal here that we have reached our seasonal highs. It's a very strong seasonal tendency for the markets to put in a high in early February, often occurs right around the crop report, and then work their way lower into late February, sometimes into early March. That is clearly the formation that we are seeing right now. And in fact, corn put in an outside week lower, and it was a huge reversal down on the weekly chart. So it's a significant negative chart formation in corn and in wheat as well. Soybeans probably. And so I think that with the impending South American soybean harvest, you know, finally going to get some momentum here, that you know, there's pressure coming for beans. The Chinese holiday is going to last several days here, so we're not going to see any notable buying from China. A lot of that was done before the new lunar year holiday. And of course, for wheat, you know, a big part of the fundamental push higher in wheat over the last several months has been, you know, the tightness in supplies out of Europe, the lack of farmer selling in Russia, which kept pushing Russian prices higher, and even here in the U.S., some relatively tight supplies. So the Russian government imposed their tax, which kicked in February 15th, or will kick in February 15th. And then, of course, any offers that the Russian exporters have put out over the last month and a half have included the 25 euro a ton tax. And then, of course, on March 1, that tax increases to 30 euros a ton. And they keep bantering around that on June 1st, they will impose another tax of 70 euros a ton on anything over $200 per ton. So they just keep ramping up. So basically, what they're trying to do is put the squeeze to the Russian farmer who has a lot of wheat in storage, especially in the southern region, that there's no hope that the market's going to continue to go up for them because of these onerous taxes. And it's working. The Russian farmer is starting to sell wheat. They're pushing it into the pipeline. And we're seeing the Russian exporter put out offers, and they're getting business, even with the $50 a ton tax. So what we saw in the cash FOB offers coming out of Russia this week was a notable drop in the offers, down to around $290 a ton. That's $9 lower than it was a week ago, which equates to about 25 cents a bushel. So the Russian government has succeeded. The Russian farmer is selling wheat that is pulling cash prices lower out of Russia, and that of course is going to lean on world prices as well. U.S. prices responding to that, and of course futures markets as well. So I think what we're finding is a ceiling in the wheat market, that if prices go up high enough, it's going to allow the Russian offers to be competitive. And that's going to release a lot more wheat from the farmer or from whatever. They don't have a shortage of wheat. It's just that farmers have resisted selling because they haven't really needed to. They had good prices for their sunflowers primarily, and they wanted more for their wheat, and it's not working for them. So if world prices continue to go higher and the tax, and it gets up to where the tax is, then it makes Russian offers competitive. So for now, that's probably going to be a ceiling. What we saw here last month would be, I think, the ceiling until June 1st, and then you start another, if they impose it. There's significant talk that they're going to impose it, but we haven't heard the official announcement yet. But if in fact that's the case, then that 70 euro a ton pop over $200 a ton will then become the ceiling. So I think by the time June 1st rolls around, we're going to know here in the U.S. what our crop looks like. We had an increase in planted acres for both hard red and soft red. By then, we'll be well into harvest here in the United States, Southern Plains. So I think that may be a moot point. If we have good yields and a lot of crop coming in, that's going to hit the world pipeline, and I think it's just kind of a done deal. Then the Russian farmer really finds himself in more of a fix because he's just not competitive. If, on the other hand, we run into production problems here, then I would expect that you're going to see more of price upward action, and that it probably will be pretty dynamic. So we're in the middle of February almost, and by this, within another month, you'll be breaking dormancy across much of Kansas, and we're going to get a good look at things. The markets were pretty well supported on Friday because of the cold weather that's dipping way down into the panhandles, engulfing a huge part of the plains in the Midwest. Some concern about fields that are not covered with snow being damaged, especially in the central and southern plains. It may be, but we're not going to know that until it breaks dormancy, until they start growing. So that's a long way off yet for the markets to sustain a level on the possibility of some winter kill. And so I don't think the market's going to be able to hold itself together from that. So I would expect the seasonal to continue to work its way through the market into late February. Keep pulling the prices lower. At best, just be steady and chopping sideways. But I think there is another leg down coming. Not a huge one. It'll probably test the highs that were put in for during the fall and early winter. And then, that's another, I don't know, 20, 25 cents lower. Again, not a huge move to the downside. I don't think the bull market is over in any of the major grains, or any of the grains for that matter. I think there's enormous potential still to the upside. With the USDA not factoring in these massive Chinese sales of corn, it appears that there's plenty of corn available, and there really isn't. Once we start delivering all this corn to China, stocks get tighter and tighter. Brazil's second season corn crop is way late. Soybean plantings were late, soybean harvest is even later, and so corn plantings are going to be later, and it pushes the critical part of their growing seasons into the typically dry time of year for them. So it's a high at-risk crop at this point, and it if nothing else, it just delays when that crop's available to the market, which is normally April and May. I just don't see that happening, and that's going to put more pressure on U.S. corn exports, and or draw on U.S. corn exports, and continue to support corn during the critical time right when we're planting. So you know, any hint of a corn drop in production, which could be on planting delays or weather issues in South America, anything coming into the spring, I think just lights a fire to this market once again. So corn, I think, has the strongest set of fundamentals and would be the leader to the upside. But it's not like wheat and soybeans are in a bear market. They too have their own significant, strong set of bullish fundamentals. So I think we'll get our pullback. We'll get the market kind of correcting, kind of reset itself, get out of this overbought situation. And then I think we start higher into the spring again. And it's a long way off till harvest, and we need a good harvest in all of the grains. So I think there's significant potential to the upside. And I think there's, again, we'll get the seasonal correction here, but I don't think it'll be long lasting. I don't think it'll be very deep correction. I think it's just going to just chew through some time, get the indicators out of their overbought status, and then we'll start that next leg up as we get into our own growing season here in the U.S. and across the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.